From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Mark Rodrigue of Timmins now has five of the stars available from the Big Six of marathon runs. Yesterday's Boston Marathon is his fifth after Chicago, New York, Paris, and Berlin. Last year's Tokyo run was sidelined by COVID-19, but he'll run it next year. Rodrigue is among four local runners in Boston, along with Corey McGee and twins Danny and Darcy Brunette. The after party was at Fenway Park.
We got to go into Fenway and we couldn't walk the field, but we were in the bleachers and we got to walk around a little bit and see a few things. And there's some really cool stuff happening there yesterday as well.
It's back to Fenway for tonight's Blue Jays Red Sox game before flying home tomorrow. Our full 9-minute interview with Mark Rodrigue is on MyTimmonsNow.com. Another long-term care facility in our region is the site of a COVID-19 outbreak. The Porcupine Health Unit says it's at Golden Manor in Timmins. PHU figures show 6,730 cases so far during the pandemic. Of those, 261 are active. There's a caveat to both those figures. They could be low because of changes to who's tested when showing symptoms of coronavirus infection. A man who used the smash-and-grab method to steal some sunglasses on 3rd Avenue is the object of a Timmins police investigation. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says the entire act, just after 6 o'clock on the morning of April 5th, was caught on security camera.
A person dressed in dark clothing gained entry by force using a black metal bar, it appears, and he stole five pairs of Oakley sunglasses.
Over on MyTimmonsNow.com, we have the man's description and photos. If you can help, you're asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. Well, long before the district hospital, that type of health care evolved over the history of Timmins. As the mines became established, some of them built their own hospitals. For people who didn't qualify to use them, there were cottage hospitals. Timmins Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman says there was a well-known one on Connaught Hill in South Porcupine and some on Cedar Street in Timmins. They were usually operated by nurses.
They would advertise in the newspaper as well, so you got these great little ads about the cottage hospital run by Miss So-and-so, who had just graduated and was up and coming and knew her business.
This series of features began with dispelling the myth that the building across McIntyre Road from the arena was the mine manager's house. Next Monday, we talk about where he did live and throw in a little piece of juicy gossip. In Moose Sports, the NOJHL East Division Championship Series begins tonight in Timmins. The Rock hosts the Hearst Lumberjacks in game one of the best of seven. Face-off is at 7:30. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.